You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I feel stuck. How do I find my purpose or destiny or whatever? Let's get into it.
King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do it.
And the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Good to be here.
We are answering a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I feel stuck. How do I find my purpose or destiny or whatever? Whatever indeed.
Quite.
And Glenn, let's start. There's a lot going on here, a lot of great stuff, but let's start with this idea of I feel stuck. What do we say to that? How do we move past that?
Well, I think a big part of getting your destiny is getting a hold of your destiny is finding a wizard and a bunch of other people, and you got a ring, I think.
Yes, that's right.
I saw it in a movie, but I wasn't paying a lot of close attention, as you can tell. But I think ultimately part of our problem is we want that to be sort of a one-step process, you know, of having all that now, finding it now. And I think that's part of that is an identity piece, having that sense of, I know who I am because I do this thing, mm-hmm. and having that sense of fulfillment in that. And the problem is having that sense of identity kind of holds us back in some ways. And being focused on that can actually hurt us in terms of finding a way of being part of something.
That's a great point. And Jed, I think I agree with Glenn that our first plan A should always be enchanted jewelry.
Absolutely.
Right. And where we we'll fall into that epic quest. But assuming that that may not be immediately available to us, how do we push on with this? We feel stuck because we don't have an enchanted amulet
Absolutely.
To do something with. So how do we deal with that emotion?
That's a good question. Well, of course, if you feel like your life isn't going anywhere, you know, you're living in a place that you don't like and your money isn't where you want it to be and maybe your relationships aren't, that's a crappy feeling. And if that's where you're at, we're sorry for it. You know, I think all of us on the show have been in those places in our lives. And in those moments, we do want something that feels like a movie to happen. We want a big change that's all at once and now. Everything's different. We have a different, you know, we have a job and we have a different place we live and different set of relationships. And we've got a big mission, whether it's destroying a magic ring or defeating the Nazis or whatever it is. We've got a big mission for our lives and it's all in one go. But of course, and wanting that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Because things are crappy now and we want them to not be crappy. And if that could happen in a hurry, that would be really super good. I think we can probably all guess that maybe it doesn't quite work that way in real life. Part of the fun of movies is things happen in a movie way in movies, which is why we go to the movies. I think the question that we need to look at is, given that your life isn't a movie, what does that process of finding purpose actually look like? How does that really work in the real world? Because it isn't going to be waving a wand. So what else is there? How do we actually do that? Or are we actually stuck and we just have to put up with a life we don't really like?
I think that is really a great point, that idea of that you guys both brought out of this is a big thing, someone looking to make big change in their life, to have big differences in the way they feel about themselves, which is all great and something we certainly support, but you get to a big thing by doing a seemingly endless, admittedly, number of small things.
Yeah.
That can feel frustrating sometimes. The good news about that is it means the first thing that you need to do is a small thing, and it's something manageable. We're going to come back to talk about exactly what those are right here on the Bridge Lab.
Jesus, I'm crying.
founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think you're supposed to throw the ring into a volcano. I'm not sure about that. There's a dragon. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Little known fact, the Johnny Cash song, Burning Ring of Fire, that's what it's about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He was a big Tolkien fan.
He really was.
Just one more thing that Johnny Cash and Robert Plant confusingly have in common. See, I brought it back because we're on the rock station.
That's right. That's good. Around. That's good.
We're leaning a little too much Grand Ole Opry, so we brought it back.
Yeah, you did.
We're continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I feel stuck. How do I find my purpose or destiny or whatever? And Glenn, Jed in that last segment by giving us the very good point that the process of finding your purpose or your whatever is a process. So it does have to have a start. So where do we start looking for that entry point?
Well, I think, first and foremost, we have a saying around here that there's no such thing as an individual victory. All victories are team victories. And I think people want to have that sense of, I achieve a thing entirely by myself. I did this sports thing without a coach. I made this invention without having gone to school to learn how to do it. You know, it's this weird myth of the lone genius who just came up with amazing things and had an amazing destiny and all that. But I think it's about starting with that sense of community and finding something that's bigger than you that you're plugging into.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, again, these are all good things to do, but they're all things that are going to have a first day.
That's right.
Finding community, that means you showed up somewhere the first day. You know, when 20 years from now when you have this amazing calling, you'll be able to look back and say, you know, it happened when I did this and this and this. Where do we look for the entry point to these journeys?
Man, that's a great question. Well, Glenn is right. You know, and there are people actually who study these things, who study how do people used to use the phrase finding themselves, but they meant the same thing that you've asked your question. You know, how do I find my purpose? You know, and the people that study these things, you know, they say that the two of the big ingredients for sure are exactly what Glenn pointed out. You got to be a part of a community. It's really hard to find yourself if you're the only person in your life. So we need to be a part of a community. And we need to have a sense of purpose that is bigger than just us, something that is larger than just our own amusement or our own entertainment or our own satisfaction. Those are both things that, by their definition, have, Matt, as you put it, a starting point. We have to go and meet people in order to begin building a community. We have to find a cause and begin to get involved in order to have a purpose bigger than ourselves. I think one of the things that can make it hard for a lot of us is that we haven't seen a lot of people in the early stages of their journey. The people that we know that have a lot of purpose in their lives, it feels like they've always had that. Well, that's not actually true, but it's easy to think that because that's when we knew them, is when they already had all that sorted out. So we do need to get into where do we start on that journey? Because there's no question, you can do this. You can find and build and develop a sense of community. You can find and build and develop a purpose bigger than yourself. But we have to start somewhere, and we need to look at that.
Which we will when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.
back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm not so sure about this, but I'm pretty sure that just because you found your whatever doesn't mean you found your destiny.
Ah, yes.
That's deep.
Yeah.
We're going to put that on the internet over a picture of clouds.
Yeah.
Blow people's minds. So joining us, the producer of the show with Man Who Puts Music Together, Jed Brewer.
Profound. Yeah.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into the bridgeloud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week, our question says, I feel stuck. How do I find my purpose or destiny or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pointing out those may be different things.
Sure.
We're going to, for the sake of time, we're going to kind of combine them a little bit. And Glenn, we ended off that last segment with Jed giving us the very good point that all of this does have a starting point. There's a step one on this. And where do we start to look for those? How do we accumulate some small victories as we're moving towards this big change?
Well, I think if you look at what my father did for a living, he's an engineer. He built and designed things, and he worked for the space program. And a big part of what they would do is they would say, okay, we want to build this amazing piece of equipment that's going to go into space. But the way they would do that is they'd build a small model of what they wanted to do on a big scale. And so I think that's kind of hard baked into my way of looking at things is starting small, experimenting, building a model of what you want to do, and then simply scaling that out to something bigger. But I think sometimes we hesitate to start small because we want to start big.
I do, I must admit, just love the idea of guys just starting to build a rocket.
Yep.
Did we figure out how to find it? No, we figured we'd just find it along the way.
Just yep. Welding pipes together.
Going for it.
Probably great.
And Jack, what makes a very good point there, and I think it's a very good idea for us to have, start with something, build on top of that, build a foundation. But when we're talking about ourselves, we want to change some things about ourselves, and change, maybe ways we feel about ourselves and how we interact with the world. What's a easy place to start with a scale model of that?
Sure, absolutely. Well, Glenn's right. Start small, man. If you'll start small, you can build to things that are really impressive. Nobody goes from sitting on the couch all day to running a marathon. There's just no such thing as that. But you can go from sitting on the couch to taking a walk, walking for 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes, and then 20 minutes. If you can walk for 20 minutes, you can probably run for 5 minutes, and you build from there, and it all moves forward. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's not a lesser way to do things. That's actually the only way to do things. Just like Glenn is saying, nobody really, really outside of the movies can go from zero to building a rocket in one go. That's just not how life works. So in the same way, we said that a big part of what you're looking for is finding a purpose bigger than yourself. And so one thing that you can do right now today is you can look for small ways this week to be kind to people around you. That is a purpose bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
It may not feel like much, but there's two things that are true. The first is it'll mean a lot to the people you're being kind to, because there's not a lot of kindness in this world. Really not. But the second thing is the more that you look for ways to be kind to other people, the more ways you'll find. And then you'll start to put those ways together, and they'll suggest new ways and different ways, and you'll grow in that. And before you know it, you'll be doing amazing things that wouldn't have seemed possible just a little while before.
That's absolutely right. We'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
She's not like that, she's paper thin.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back to here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Whatever. Oh, I found it.
Ah.
So joining us, produce the show, the man who puts the news together, Jed Brewer.
I celebrate that.
Yes. Well, it was very well done. Just, you know, very concise. We didn't see it coming. Really a tour de force in the intro there. We're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Lab at gmail.com. This week's question says, I feel stuck. How do I find my purpose or destiny or...
whatever.
Thank you. And it's important to find your whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it may not come in a form you're used to. It may be bigger. It may be smaller. It may have something a little extra, a little special. A little secret.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, as we haven't mentioned in this episode, but we will remind people that our day job is working in a Christian ministry with folks coming out of jail, coming out of addiction. And you've been doing this for a long time. And a big part of that, I feel, is your ability to help people catch a vision of themselves they didn't have when they were in that previous life. So how do you go about getting people to start enacting that?
Well, yeah, I think the world kind of sells us on this idea of if you had fame, you'd be happy. If you had money and recognition, you'd be happy. If everyone knew your name, your life would just be perfect. We know those things aren't really true. We have plenty of evidence that says those things aren't true, but we do really believe that. We're attached to that idea of I want to be a big deal. But I think what we talk about in our ministry is letting God be the big deal, letting Him be a big deal in our life, but being a small part of that much, much bigger deal than just my ego and serving that. So being a small part of a really, really big thing is a really big honor, and it means a lot. And so I think that's when we find the kind of satisfaction we're looking for on this topic.
I think that's a really great point. It's an interesting thing. And part of this and part of some other things we do as part of our job, we come into contact with some people who have exactly those things Glenn's talking about. That could be a big church. That could be a book that sold a lot of copies. That could be a music career where they're touring all around. And it's funny, as we talk to those people, they're very nice people. They're very cool people. They're very happy in their lives. But if you ask them for something, you know, what was the thing from this tour that excited you? What was the amazing thing? They'll almost invariably say, I talked to this person, this one person who said, wow, that song got me through a tough time, or I read that, or I heard that, and that just blew my mind. We've done a bunch of this one, never heard someone, when I was on stage, in front of those, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it.
They all like me.
Yeah, it's always like, you know, that's fun, it's good, but when I got off stage, there was one person who was like, man, that thing you said really helped me with this, that. Yeah. That's the amazing part. Which is really cool, because you can have that without the other part. You don't need the 1,000 people part to get to the one person part.
That's right.
You can start with the one person part. You've got the skills to do that. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right. That's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud. So don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Rock up.